B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bill, were you aware of the lawsuit when you signed Antonio Brown?
I'm not going to be expanding on the statements that have already been given.
Don't you think the fans deserve to hear a little more from you on
we'll say more.
That could impact the team?
Yeah, I just said that.
Don't you think fans deserve to hear a little bit more?
We know more, we'll say more.
We'll have the audio coming up next segment of Drew Rosenhaus, agent for Antonio Brown, saying similar things to what was in the statement put out by Antonio Brown's lawyers last night. That'll be coming up. Bert Breer is with us. Why don't we get back to some of your calls? I've been waiting patiently. Jeff is in Merrimack. Jeff, take it away.
Yeah, hey guys.
Hey.
I would have loved to have asked a question here. The question I would have asked, Bill, was, Bill, time and time and time again, you've told us how every decision you make is best for the team. And picking up Antonio Brown, was that best for the team? What do you guys think?
We'll find out based on production.
Doesn't feel that way today. Right now, over the course of the season, maybe, but right today, it doesn't feel like it's the best thing for the team.
No, I mean,
here and now.
Again, I don't. He's a great player, fantastic player, like over 800 catches and 74 touchdowns the last 8 years. No one would question what sort of player he is. You couldn't have seen this coming. I'm not saying you could have seen this coming, but the idea that there would be
an incident.
Something.
I said that first. That was the first thing I said today. I said, I don't blame them for not knowing if they didn't know. And we don't know if they knew or not. But if they didn't know that he was going to be accused of rape, okay, how would you have known that was going to happen?
Right.
But you didn't know that some incident was going to happen with this guy? And here it is.
Yeah.
Day one, you've got an incident to deal with Antonio Brown.
Right.
Because Antonio Brown has incidents. He has incidents all the time. He had many incidents last year, whether it be throwing deck chairs off his balcony in Miami, whether it be accused of pushing down the mother of one of, or at least one of his children, and the police getting called, and then her not wanting to press charges. But again, he was accused of pushing down the mother at the front door of one of their residences.
Right.
And that's another incident, whether it be getting, you know, pulled over. Remember that? The incident getting pulled over. And
I mean,
that incident. I mean, there's incidents. That's just what happens.
And it's like, you know, this is, you see this with sometimes with players, and you hear this about players when they come out of school a lot of times. He's not always in trouble, but he's always around trouble. You know? And like, there's like always, like, and that's. I mean, I certainly think that I'm sure you played with guys like that where it's like, you know, maybe you can't pin it to him, but he always seems to be around it, and it's always an issue for whatever team he's on.
There's always more you know, too, as a player, because
you're
friends with these guys.
Yeah.
You trust them, and they trust you, and they know you're not going to say anything, but you got to take it.
But there are those guys that are always sort of around it, you know?
Yep.
And he's, like, for better or worse, he's one of the, like, no matter, like, all the, like, what you just, the different incidents that you went through. Even if, like
you know,
there's no
wrongdoing
at all.
You know what's funny, too, here real quick? Like of the 53 on the roster, usually the guys that were closer, always being into trouble, sort of all hung together.
Yeah.
There was usually, like, three or four of them in a group, and they would do things together.
Yep.
And they would always skate, figure out a way to skate.
But here's the report from last February. Steelers receiver Antonio Brown allegedly pushed the mother of his daughter to the ground on January 17th of 2019. That's this year. In Hollywood, Florida, according to a police incident report obtained by ESPN. Hollywood Police Department on Tuesday acknowledged that Brown was involved in a domestic dispute last month, but said it does not have further details and won't be commenting until it does. Brown was not arrested. That was in January. He also had the incident going back to last fall when he faced two lawsuits from an April incident, April of 2018, in which he allegedly yelled at security and threw items from inside his South Florida apartment off a balcony, according to documents obtained by ESPN. Both lawsuits were for damages in excess of $15,000. a guardian of a 2-year-old boy was suing Brown for intentional infliction and emotional distress and assault after items flung from a 14th floor balcony. And this according to court filings in Miami-Dade County. Yeah, that was Brown flinging things off his balcony in Miami.
14 floors.
Yeah, mad about something. Yeah. Police were called on April 24th of last year to the multi-million dollar condo that Brown leased. He was very agitated upon the arrival of the two officers, yelling at security that he thought had set him up to be blamed for theft the day before, according to the police incident report. So he got upset and started throwing things from the apartment, including breaking a coffee table glass along with other objects. Yes, he threw objects from the balcony into a pool area below where people were out and about. 14 floors down. Yeah.
So that was out there.
Been out there. It's been widely reported on.
And Rosenhaus said he declined, like he was asked on ESPN whether or not the Patriots were apprised of the situation, and he declined to answer that. So I'm assuming that that's on the orders of the Patriots not to answer that question, but he did say that he did decline to answer the question, what do the Patriots know?
Kevin in Manchester. Hi, Kevin.
How you guys doing today?
Hey.
Bert, and so this is for you guys. You guys really don't believe that the Patriots knew about this whole situation?
I don't know if they did. Do you know they did or didn't?
Well, not that anyone knows, but Zoe, you're around the team all the time. This information comes and goes all the time. It just finds everything convenient now that it's Tuesday. Tuesday, actually, he gets called out for the sexual rape abuse, whatever you guys want to call it. And let's be real, it's just convenient now. Everyone talked about how this was a scam to get him to New England, get out of Oakland, and no one's not happy about it. But now, all of a sudden, Tuesday morning, we got a rape case. So now this is going to happen. He's going to be on the commission's exempt list, and he's going to be done for the year. Let's be honest. This is what's going to happen.
Who do you think it's a conspiracy by? Who do you think it's a conspiracy by?
Confused by your angle.
The NFL does not want its players to boot themselves out of an organization. Running your mouth and getting out. That's what happened with Antonio Brown.
So the league is orchestrating the rape case?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
I think the rape case is the only way to get Antonio Brown off the plate for the Patriots.
Do you understand? Do you understand that the contracts get filed through the league and they wouldn't allow or approve his $9 million signing bonus if they thought he was illegally shooting his way out of an organization?
This guy is so deep into NFL Patriot, anti-Patriot conspiracy theories. He believes the league is behind the rape allegations. Wow. That's a new one.
So they put out all
New England,
Antonio's emails?
Hey, New England, that's a new low.
Be better.
Be better. That's right. Come on.
This is...
Is that Jerry Thornton calling?
Wow. That's a new one. The league put her up to it. To accuse him of rape.
Yep.
And told him send those emails to her.
And to send those emails. And then also to get his lawyer to admit that his client, Antonio Brown, had sex with the accuser, but that it was consensual.
So this happened.
That was all part of the scam.
This happened over 3 days because he's been on the team for 3 days.
Yes,
right?
And they cobbled the lawsuit together overnight and filed it in federal court overnight. Okay.
They must have been, those lawyers must have been burning the midnight oil.
Man, I wonder what they bill per hour, those lawyers, the entire law firm that put the case together. That didn't come together overnight.
And I do find the timing of the lawsuit interesting, but not because I think the league somehow orchestrated its filing. The league? The NFL? Found out about this? Hey, we can help process that paperwork for you. Crazy.
All right, we'll hear from Drew Rosenhaus, the agent for Antonio Brown. We'll get to that interview that he did with ESPN, and that is coming your way next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
The moment I learned about the lawsuit, Antonio and I have been unfortunately anticipating this possibility. And what I want to emphasize is that Antonio takes these allegations very seriously. He is a loving father of five children, including a daughter. I myself am a father, and I have two children, two daughters that I love very much, along with my wife. I wouldn't be doing this interview if I didn't believe Antonio. These allegations are false. He denies every one of them. I am very confident that his legal team has facts that will prove this. All we can ask for is that people keep in mind that this is a civil matter. This is not a criminal matter. This is a civil case right now, and there's a procedure. I've been an NFL agent for 30 years, and my concern is that people judge Antonio without knowing the facts.
Oh, it's such a stupid statement by Drew Rosenhaus. There's nothing worse than the he has a daughter.
I have two.
He has a daughter. Oh, there's nothing worse than that defense.
Five kids, huh?
He has. Do you know he has a daughter? Do you know who else has a daughter?
OJ
Simpson.
Do you
want to go down that road? Do you want to go down the road of who has daughters?
No. OJ Simpson has daughters.
I mean,
he?
We could start naming guys who have daughters.
No. Hardy's got one.
How moronic that is, and how useless that is as a defense of some way. Because that's what that is. That's his defense. His agent, Antonio Brown, just offered up as a defense. He wouldn't do that to a woman because he has a daughter. Oh, it's useless.
He loves her.
Don't buy that garbage. Drew Rosenhaus, agent speak garbage today. Spoken like a true lawyer fraud. That's nonsense. Bill Cosby has daughters. How's he doing these days? Harvey Weinstein, he have daughters? I think he has daughters. I think he has a daughter, right? R. Kelly has a daughter. How are all those guys doing right about now? They have daughters. Daughters.
You get daughter, Bert?
Don't buy that crap.
I do.
Nonsense. Okay, let's continue. What else did this guy have to say?
I believe Harvey has four daughters.
Four daughters. He has Harvey Weinstein, four daughters. He would never mistreat a woman. He has four daughters, Bert.
Yep, wouldn't do it.
Don't listen to that crap from anybody ever, because that is offered up all too often. How? I have a daughter. Well, he has a daughter. Stop it. That has nothing to do with anything. Go ahead. Continue.
All right. So, more Drew Rosenhaus on SportsCenter.
Okay, well, speaking of the facts, you just said a moment ago you and Antonio were anticipating that this would be a possibility. And since you now know that it is a possibility, have you spoken with the NFL since these allegations came out?
I've spoken with the NFL Players Association. I have not talked to the NFL. The NFL has spoken with the NFLPA. I've been an NFL agent for over 30 years now, and I've been involved in working with the NFL and the NFLPA on issues like this. I've represented many athletes that have been in this position before. What I want to emphasize to everybody is please allow the situation to play itself out. Antonio will cooperate. He will cooperate with the Patriots, with the NFL, with any investigation, with the NFLPA, and in time, Antonio will be cleared. These allegations in the lawsuit are false. They are not true.
Okay. So far, he hasn't spoken with the NFL. He's spoken with the NFL Players Association.
Right, the union.
Okay, that's what we got so far.
Wait, why is he going to cooperate with the Patriots? What does that mean? Are they investigating too?
I don't know.
I just think he's just giving you a general statement.
Yeah, which he said that. He's just rattling off. Okay, here's who he's going to talk to.
He's going to be available. He's going to cooperate with everybody.
Yep.
They're absolutely untrue.
What are you advising your client to do in terms of the next steps?
I'm advising him to let the truth come out. I'm advising him to concentrate on football. I'm advising him to cooperate with the Patriots, with the NFL, with the NFLPA. Antonio and I both strongly believe that these allegations are very serious. In no way do we condone any type of illegal conduct, misbehavior. None of that happened here.
Okay, this so in light of all the grab. Turmoil surrounding
I
Antonio
repeat
Brown.
This is a in money of, grab.
Okay, I understand,
opinion,
and
this
that is
a
how
money
you
grab.
Fear. That is fine, but in light of all the turmoil surrounding your client, Antonio Brown, why should the Patriots stick with him?
Well, let's keep in mind that this conduct that is being alleged supposedly centers around a relationship in 2018. This has nothing to do with Antonio's foot injury. This has nothing to do with the helmet issue.
Hold on a second.
Oh,
what?
Hello.
What? This has nothing to do with his foot injury or the... I don't know where he's going with this.
This has nothing to do with the helmet issue. This has nothing to do with the issues they have with the Oakland Raiders. This has nothing to do with the New England Patriots. This has to do with allegations going back to a year and a half ago.
Well,
this
Drew,
has nothing to do with the current
with
turmoil.
You say this has nothing to do with the Patriots. In fact, it does. Your client is now a Patriot, a new member of the Patriot. Today is his first day at practice. Do you know if the Patriots knew about these allegations ahead of time in signing him?
I'm not going to get into that element. I'm not going to get into my discussions with the Patriots or what may or may not have been discussed.
Why
so
not?
So that's his, because the Patriots
told
him
not to.
That's what that means to me. Yeah.
What if the answer was no? Why would they not want that out there?
I think it means the answer is yes.
Because
if the answer is no, here's the deal. If the answer is no, it looks bad for Drew Rosenhaus because he didn't tell them.
Yes.
If the answer is yes, it looks bad for them.
Right.
So someone looks bad there, either him or the Patriots.
Yes.
So he can't answer the question. Denny.
Either way,
someone looks bad there.
This is why one talked 11:45, the next one talked afternoon.
A bunch of coordinated bull crap that is. Here's a tweet from Ian Rappaport, by the way, 1 minute ago. He writes, "My understanding is that neither the league nor the Patriots knew about the potential lawsuit for wide receiver Antonio Brown before he signed in New England." And then he quotes Bill Belichick today saying that he's not going to expand on the statement.
That's what Schefter said last night, right? So I clearly the – so this is obviously new information now. If we're going to take this at face value that the Patriots didn't know, this is new information. And so what they do going forward, like this is something completely different than anything that went into signing him in the first place. And you have to consider it that way. And if you bring this guy in on his, and if you look at the language in the contract, the language is airtight about the guarantees, right? If this guy came in on a zero tolerance policy, which you would think he did based on what's in the contract, it seems like that already be violated because he didn't tell them ahead of time.
But if it's predated,
it was a problem. No,
I mean, do they look at it from a horse blinder perspective? Like we are just concerned with football.
Is his agent Drew Rosenhaus admitting that they knew this was coming? That they were aware of
no,
this.
No, he said
in
that.
In this interview, he said this.
Oh, yeah.
He said this in no uncertain way, that they were preparing for this.
So if he knew.
So they were aware of it, and he knew.
So if he knew, and the Patriots didn't know, then wouldn't Antonio Brown have already violated any sort of zero tolerance?
I hope the Patriots deviated the Noontime Sports Center.
That's why I think the Patriots knew, because he said matter-of-factly, we've been preparing for this day, we knew this was a possibility. Which immediately, if you're Bill Belichick or anyone with the Patriots, you call up Drew Rosenhaus and say, you knew about this?
Right.
You knew that you've been preparing for this?
Yeah.
And you didn't think this was relevant information to share?
Unless they did. Why is he practicing? If you're that pissed off and you're that blindsided, why do you put him in on install day?
I think they knew.
I mean, would you put it past Bill just to... sort of be flipping the bird the whole thing
and say, that won't be a problem.
I think they knew it was a possibility. I don't think they thought it was going to happen last night.
Let's just say
Bill will do the opposite. I go back to Josh Gordon last year in Buffalo. That issue of like, was he there or not? Was he late? Did he miss the bus? The report, he's inactive. You can tell me he's inactive. I'm going to play him. You put your report out, he's inactive. Like that, I think everything's in play here.
Yeah.
Where he's Met doesn't make the trip, or he starts and he's in the huddle in the first.
More with Burt Breer coming up next. I have a question. Is there possibly a divide within the organization about what to do now?
And we got
between who's running the football show and who runs the team.
Yeah.
And we got what's that discussion like today?
Another minute left of Drew Rosenhaus, too, we can get to on the other side.
Okay. All of that is on the other side.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
You say this has nothing to do with the Patriots. In fact, it does. Your client is now a Patriot, a new member of the Patriot. Today is his first day at practice. Do you know if the Patriots knew about these allegations ahead of time in signing him?
I'm not going to get into that element. I'm not going to get into my discussions with the Patriots or what may or may not have been discussed. I just want to reiterate, people should please keep in mind that Antonio denies these allegations. He will have a full investigation. He will go through the legal process, and we will cooperate. And there are facts out there that will come to light that will establish that he is indeed not guilty of any of these accusations. This is a civil matter, and this is a proceeding where the accuser is seeking financial gain.
Sean is in New Hampshire. That's Drew Rosenhaus, by the way, on ESPN. Want to get back to a point that we were going to talk about, but first, Sean, on the case itself, what do you got for us, Sean?
Yeah, I just have a quick question. Maybe you guys do or do not know the answer to this, but is there any rationale as to why she's gone civil and not criminal? And why not go criminal? She's willing to speak to the police, but she's willing to speak to the NFL.
We don't know that she hasn't and tried, right? Like, we don't know that that she didn't pursue charges and the police just didn't have enough information to pursue them.
It'd be record, right?
It's possible. I mean, there would be, but I don't know that there's somebody's gone through 2 years of police records to know whether or not that happened. There would be record of it, but
I think we'll find out in time.
We'll find out. The bottom line is we're going to find out.
Yeah, I would think so, and I guess it'd be a question for maybe some of your listeners or the audience that might be, you know, have a legal background or whatnot, but I wonder if it does, in fact, hurt her case that she's not pursuing that. And do I also understand that she's pursuing $75,000?
In excess of $75,000. Yeah. This has been a widely misunderstood point. So different levels require different types of lawsuits, so that it is filed as in excess of $75,000, presumably because amounts less than that or more than that would require different types of filings.
Mm-hmm. Or be filed in different courts or whatever.
All right, small claims court for less than whatever X amount.
Right. All right, on the point of what to do with them when it comes to here in New England and with the team, the Patriots will be practicing any moment now. We'll find out if he's there, and if so, what number he's wearing.
The roster has been issued to the reporters. There's no number next to his name.
Okay.
Got to wait a couple more minutes.
All right, then. Maybe they just didn't know when they printed out that roster. They still didn't know. Is it possible that there could be a disagreement about what, internally, disagreement about how to handle the situation? I can imagine that.
I mean, this is
that ownership would have less of a appetite for dealing with this than the coach would.
So here's the thing, right? That, and I think Robert said this before, that brand reflects on his family, right? This, if you're going to go forward with this, you have to be comfortable with the fact that for the next potentially 2 or 3 months, right, the words sexual assault are attached to the Patriots. And if you're going to go forward with that, you know what happens? People are going to dig into your past. And so everything that's gone wrong for the organization over the course of the last couple of years is going to be brought up as part of it. Doesn't mean it compares to what Antonio Brown's being accused of, but everything that's happened recently is going to be brought up. Well, hey, what about this? What about that? So Patrick Chung, like that situation will be brought up. Robert Kraft situation in Jupiter in January. That'll be brought up. So part of this is going to be Robert Kraft's comfort. Got to be Robert Kraft's comfort level with, okay, like our name, our brand is going to be attached to that phrase, sexual assault, for as long as this thing goes on. And there's also the fact that things that aren't part of the discussion now may become part of the discussion again because we've hung on to this guy.
I don't think there will be dividers. I think Bill was pretty clear. Like, we're making this clear. We take this very seriously, not only as football, but the entire organization all the way up through.
Well, that's clear. That's, yeah, but I'm saying, like,
but this, I mean, they've got to get in the same room on this.
Right. I mean, no, like, divide. I think what Beadle's saying is, could there be a divide on how to go forward? And that, like, one side maybe thinks this isn't worth it anymore. We need to cut ties now. We can't afford to do this. Versus another side saying we believe the guy, and so we're going to stick with him. I mean, if they didn't believe him, he wouldn't be on the roster right now, I would imagine, right?
Correct.
Like if they didn't believe what he was saying, just like Drew said, if I didn't believe him, then I wouldn't be on TV talking about it right now. I don't think that if the Patriots didn't believe him, he probably wouldn't be on the team right now.
I mean, I don't think they're dressing him out in practice gear to give you a good look on D.
Right.
That's a waste of time.
Right.
How far does the accuser take it? I think that's part of it, too. So she's willing to speak to the NFL. She's obviously willing to put her name out there publicly and who she is. And does that mean she takes it even further in terms of how public she goes with her accusations?
Right.
Does she take it to the next stage, which is really going public with the story and sitting down for an interview somewhere and saying, here's my story and I'll tell it.
Yep.
And I mean, this may not be something that goes away quickly.
Right.
And that's what the point you're making. The next 2 or 3 months, things could get rehashed and brought up. Well, this story could also get extended and may have a longer sort of news cycle to it than.
And as long as it's
just
out
something
there,
this week,
as long as it's out there and there's gray area on what happened, you're dealing with it. And that means every time he takes the field, you're dealing with it. Every road game you go to, you're dealing with it. Like, you are dealing with this on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis going forward until it's adjudicated. And these things, like you said, Beadle, a lot of times take a while to adjudicate.
John in Washington, D.C. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, John?
Big picture here, I think the Crafts missed an opportunity today. They could have met this morning and said, listen, we don't need this. We're the greatest organization in sports. The Crafts are the best owners in football, in my opinion. Why do we need this? Let's get out now and move on. And I think they missed an opportunity. Why do we, the Chiefs signed Hill after his allegations. Jerry Jones stuck with Ezekiel Elliott after his stuff. Why can't we, for one, set the precedent and have the integrity of the league and set the integrity not only of our team, but also in the league of what is and what's not tolerated, and not get into the details of, it has to be adjudicated in court and the facts need to come out, and which could take months and maybe longer. They could have taken the higher ground. We didn't need this guy. We don't need this guy. And I'm probably in the minority here.
Yeah,
but
so,
I think,
so, I mean, imagine what you would feel like the day after the AFC title game. Say you played here against Kansas City. You cut him. You cut AB. Meaning yesterday, you come to that decision. Chiefs pick him up, and he's the difference in the game. Do you feel good about the decision that was made, and you're fine with your season ending there?
Here's my problem, though.
Like, that's what's being weighed.
This is my problem with all of this.
Team or fans?
To him, the caller. He's like, let's do it. The greatest organization.
Here's my problem with it.
I don't think people are sort of viewing it in those terms, though.
I'm looking at it from a football perspective.
Would you view it in those terms if you were talking about Tyreek Hill? When we talk about Tyreek Hill,
I'm not comparing him to Tyreek
Hill. You talk about another team, when you talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, do we talk about it in those terms?
No.
We don't.
Yeah. We don't. And, listen.
And he wasn't charged. They couldn't charge him. They looked into it. They looked at him criminally. They did not charge him.
They had evidence, too. Yeah.
Here's the thing, guys.
But we believe those accusations.
Like, here's the thing. Don't tell me that you've got this moral standard when that standard is adjustable based on how good a player the guy is.
Or based on who you play for.
Right. Like, that's the thing. It's like, so don't tell me, like, if this was the 40th guy in the roster, this guy would have been gone last night.
Of course.
This guy would have been gone within 5 minutes of that news breaking, right? And we've seen it time and time again. Who are the guys that these teams are hanging on to? Ezekiel Elliott, two rushing titles in 3 years. Tyreek Hill.
Workload.
Like it is. Like,
you mentioned AB, 8 years over 100 catches each year.
All of this is about talent, right? And I'll give you a great example, the Niners, right?
Phil Sims, of all people, nailed it this weekend.
Listen, 2 years ago, right, the Niners had a corner on the roster by the name of Tremaine Brock, I believe, right?
Yep.
He was accused of something, and the Niners put their foot down and said, we are not standing for this. We will not have somebody like this in our building, right? They cut him the next day. He was accused of it. The guy was cleared like a few weeks later, right? And the Niners still, it was like, we need to take these things seriously, right? 6 months later, Reuben Foster, who had been their first round pick the year before, was involved in something like this. Then all of a sudden,
due process.
Then all of a sudden, it's like, we have to be fair. Right?
Ruben's a big guy.
One more segment with Burt Breer is coming your way next on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Are you preparing to have Antonio Brown practice today?
Yes.
And are you preparing for him to play on Sunday?
We're taking it one day at a time. Just like we always do.
Are you preparing for the possibility that he could be on the commissioner's team?
We're preparing for one day at a time.
That's Bill Belichick earlier today. His press conference lasted a total of 3 minutes and 50 seconds. It was a total of 2 minutes exactly from the end of his opening statement until the time he walked off the podium. He was flooded with questions about Antonio Brown, and after 2 minutes, he had had enough and he left. He turned and walked off. The team is on the field practicing. Antonio Brown is on the field. He is wearing the number one. For those of you who are interested in knowing what number he would be wearing, Antonio Brown is wearing the number one.
Which obviously he can't wear on Sunday.
Game. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Is that really necessary, Jim? Is that necessary?
Well, that's a good song.
We can't laugh at all today?
Yeah, we could.
I don't think so.
A little bit.
That's a good song.
Sorry.
I love Nelly.
Go back to generic music.
Sorry.
Don't you dare go to
There's Bill and Tom
music.
Having a little powwow.
So...
I'll ride in. Hey, yes. Which car is he trying?
So he's wearing number one at practice. That's what's happening right now. Can't wear that in a game.
Yeah, Tom. How'd you think I did at the podium? You like that?
We're watching a live stream of the practice. Here's some other good news that I noticed.
This is good.
I spotted Marcus Cannon.
Yeah.
In the live feed of this practice.
That's fun. That's good.
That's exciting for me.
Dude, when he laid there flopping the around that, and that arm
looked
so limp.
It looked like he was done for the year. Yeah.
That's good. That's a good sign. And they won't, they said, hey, the availability, it's still in question. It's probably not going to be long term, which is really good for him. I thought it looked bad.
Yeah, that's great.
I really did. Michael Bennett moving around pretty well here. I think he played the other night, Bert. Did you do
the full breakdown?
I thought your hit chart.
I don't have a clipboard.
Yeah.
I thought the defense.
Oh, he doesn't
awesome.
Either. He lost his clipboard. If you haven't heard,
he's not replacing. That's right. He's in the market for a new one.
He doesn't have time to replace it. Then he's so busy.
Can't make it to Staples. There's not like an Office Depot near him.
I think Falcon Maz would have gotten on that. You know,
get
just
him one.
Get the logo. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's the least they could do, right?
Yeah, they branded the big boy hour, and that Maz has props.
I saw he's got the freshest big boy. Yeah.
617-779-0985. Jeff in North Carolina. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
The NFL. Bert, I think you're a great insider. Zoe, you've been in the league a long time. The NFL is a billion-dollar business, okay? I want you to ask yourself two questions. I've got two questions for you. Sorry. If Antonio was still playing for the Raiders week one, would this story have came out? Okay? And then the second question, you guys know that the Oakland Raiders are one of the all-time NFL great franchises, okay? And you've got the Davis family, okay? You got Mike Mayock, all right? Mark Davis was embarrassed, okay? He was embarrassed, and Antonio Brown embarrassed them, and now they're coming back and they're saying, hey, they're not putting up with it, and this is exactly the story that Rosenhaus just said in his press conference. They're not, I mean, the writing's on the wall.
Are you suggesting
that? Well, who's that? Who's the, who's
I'm
they?
So confused.
I mean, like, I like. Listen,
what if who, where?
If you're
that's another conspiracy theorist call.
If you're
the league is behind it.
If you're
that's
saying
not a story, it's not a story. It's
the
a
answer to his first question.
Filed lawsuit.
Would it be out there this week if he were still in Oakland? Maybe not this week, but it was coming out eventually. Right. This woman was going to sue him eventually. That she was had, going to happen.
I believe the lawsuit.
She didn't sue him because he's a Patriot. She's suing him because he's Antonio Brown.
She'd retain 3 law firms to handle this.
God.
So did she get them all over the weekend?
Yeah, I
can
buy.
She acquire all 3 of them over the weekend? Did they put the lawsuit together over the weekend?
Seems unlikely.
Come on.
What I can buy... Like the stuff that we saw that came out through like Incarcerated Bob and whatever the other Twitter accounts, I could buy
the screen grabs.
I could buy that maybe that was coming from the Raiders, right? Like there was somebody in the Raiders building may have passed that along to someone. I can buy that, but the lawsuit is something else entirely.
So about those screen grabs, which we discussed briefly earlier, which are a direct message between alleged to be there. You know, there's no way of verifying that they're authentic. They're alleged to be between Antonio Brown and another person who goes by Cloquane. Not cocaine, but Cloquane.
They said their name was Janet at some point.
Like who also said in the back and forth that her name was Janet. But Janet claims to have knowledge of the girl knowing that the allegations are bogus and that she was making it all up to, you know, extort him for money.
Right.
This would be a good time to come with the proof.
Despite the fact that Antonio Brown's lawyer now says they did have sexual contact that was consensual. So it wasn't a fabricated story. It's just a matter of whether or not it was consensual. So anyway, here's a question I have. There's only 2 people that could possibly get a screen grab of that back and forth.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown and Cloquane.
Cloquane.
AKA Janet.
Yeah.
who's Janet Cloquane? Could be Drew Rosenhaus.
Right.
Could be anybody is setting up an Instagram account and going back and forth with, I know the details. I saw the pain in your eyes.
Is like, that Bill's burner?
What a, it could be anybody. What does this matter? What does this matter? So you're
Bill's
now,
Bill's,
like, that's
Bill's,
the,
wait, wait, Bill's
that's the
account?
Smoking gun proof that, oh, he's being extorted. That's no different than Antonio Brown telling you he's being extorted. What does that prove? Someone saying, oh, I know it's coming. I know you're about to get sued and you're about to be extorted, and I'll tell you, I got the proof. And now if there was, in this exchange, the person claims to have a phone with audio, with a secret recording of the girl, right? Yeah. Now, if that gets produced, then we'll have something. But until then, what does this matter?
Here's a word of advice to everyone. Just don't come down too hard on either side of this case.
Exactly.
Just don't either way.
That audio
whether you think he's guilty or not, don't come down too hard on either side of this case, because there's a pretty good chance you're going to wind up looking stupid at the end.
Here's what I do believe on both sides.
Yeah,
do you believe
that?
Totally, let me ask you a simple question.
Do you believe Antonio Brown?
I mean, you don't know either way. Like,
it could add some freaky.
Don't come
thing
down too
on,
hard I on mean, either side. Don't come down really hard on the side that he's guilty. Don't come down really hard on
Bert,
the side that he's not.
Last question for you before we go. Do you believe Antonio Brown is someone who is respectful of women?
I mean, the evidence would say he's not.
Thank you. Not these allegations. You can just look at his emails.
Yeah. I think you could say that generally. He's not respectful of really anybody.
Anybody, but...
But Beatle, he has a daughter.
But he has a daughter, which Drew Rosenhaus told us today. But look at the emails that he allegedly wrote that are filed in the lawsuit. His emails to the accuser that he wrote. Look at those emails and the incident last year at the front door of his house in Miami with the mother of his daughter. Oh, isn't that funny? A good dad that he is. So
I don't know. I just look at those two incidents and say, well, I don't know if he's guilty of sexual assault or guilty of being a rapist, as he's accused of being by this woman. But, I mean, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that he, at the very least, he's not respectful of women.
And I see
the way he talks to women or the way he treats women, including the mother of one of his children.
I see, and we can stop there.
I mean, we could just talk about that without getting into whether or not he's guilty of anything on a criminal level.
I see you guys are loaded with calls here. I would just tell people, just consider what you would think if, or what you would say if this was a cowboy, or this was a chief, or this was a ram, or this was a panther. Just consider what you'd say if that was the case before you go and take his side too aggressively. I think that's fair advice.
By the way, the Instagram direct message back and forth between these two,
AKA Janet,
it's like reading a conversation between Clarence Darrow and William Jennings Bryant. I mean, the legal wrangling back and forth between these two. Is she a
Central Michigan grad as well? I wonder.
It's really something special.
Chippewas are having a huge day.
They steal my heart. I'm a heartache.
And the way they just speak to each other, that being honor, love, what?
That's his talk. Well, he talks.
Hey, man, life crazy. So much fake stuff put on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.